Helen, one for you from Katie goes as follows.
Are motorcyclists more risk prone than car drivers?
So what do you think? Motorcyclists versus car drivers, are they more hooked on the adrenaline? Are they more prone to be risky?
There's a bit of a misperception here. So motorcyclists are certainly more vulnerable road users than drivers. In fact, motorcyclists are 10 times more likely to be involved in a fatal accident than car passengers are. But it's not necessarily motorcyclists that are at fault here. So there's two reasons that drivers tend to hit motorcycles, and they're to do with what we call look but fail to see errors. So this is when a driver looks up the road, a motorcyclist is coming and they see it, but they fail to notice it or take the motorcyclist into account. There's two reasons this happens. One is just straightforward visual perception. We just call it conspicuity, how conspicuous the motorcyclist is. And it just doesn't stand out against its background in the same way a car does. There's been a really nice solution to this problem, which is the inclusion of daylight running lights on motorcycles, or DRLs, which are lights that are always on during the day. And we know that this can increase their visibility by up to 40%. So this is fantastic. But I'm much more interested in the other type of error, the other look but fail to see error, which is cognitive conspicuity error, which is when drivers see the motorcyclist but almost don't register the motorcyclist. This only happens with experienced drivers. So an experienced driver is much more likely to fail to spot a motorcyclist than a novice. And that's quite interesting.
That sounds paradoxical, doesn't it?
It does. And it's because our brains are so good at using heuristics or relying on patterns that have worked before. And it's not really lazy, it's economical. So the brain is a very clever thing. And experienced drivers are used to looking up the road, seeing other cars, taking them into account. So it's almost like we almost cognitively sometimes don't see the motorcycle or the cyclist or pedestrian because we're not expecting to. So it would be quite good if we could maybe increase cognitive awareness of motorcycles, not just visual perception.
Sam?
On that, does this make cyclists safer in Cambridge than in an equivalent size city, because there are so many of them relative to another city that motorists are actually more aware that they're likely to be there?
It absolutely should. So if we're going by the cognitive conspicuity theory, it absolutely should make them more visible cognitively to drivers, yes.
And if we go by the death rate and accident rate and everything else, does it bear up?
It does, absolutely. Our statistics are better than other parts of the country.
That's a relief. Thanks for that.